We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm one of your hosts, Ann Baldwin.
And I am your other co-host, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, President and CEO from The Connection. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I wish you were here in the studio with me. That's what I wish. But soon, I hope, maybe. One of these things is I just get lonely. I miss that. You know, I miss the hugs because you and I are both huggers. And I miss just the interaction with people that I'm, you know, used to seeing. We don't have that right now. But we'll see. We'll take it slowly and see what happens. So, one of the stars of our show, kind of the unsung hero that actually hasn't been on the show, but we talk about all the time, is your son, Nico. And I'm smiling from ear. And, you know, actually, Nico, I have your high school graduation picture. I think your mom gave me a 5x7 hanging on my bulletin board in my office. So there you are. You're with us really here every day at Baldwin Media. And you're such a handsome kid that I wish this was television, not radio. But thanks for being on the show. Nico Lepore, who is a senior at Immaculate High School, class of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is like, you know, we get people with bios and resumes that we got to read, and it's like they go on and on and on. Yours goes on and on. You got A average, 4 years, high honors, honors, member of the National Honor Society, player on the IHS soccer team, also on the DAYO basketball team. Applied to 9 colleges, got accepted to how many?
All of them.
All of them. I mean, my goodness, I don't think it gets any better than this. I mean, congratulations to both of you, because we know that this doesn't happen.
Thank you.
In isolation. It takes a village, right, Lisa?
I'm so proud of him.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so proud of him, really.
Yes, you should be.
And really.
It really is amazing. But, you know, one of the things is we wanted to have you on here, Nico, today to talk about and share with our listeners the reality of what's going on. So there are a lot of things that you should be doing, right? A lot of your friends are turning 18.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Graduation, prom.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
It's such a crazy time because we go from, at least for me, you know, a high school kid, you know, I have a routine every day. You know, I get up early in the morning, get ready for school, I go to school. I go through all my classes. I see my friends, you know, all throughout the day. I have classes with all of them. After school, you know, there's always something going on, whether it's sports, hanging out with friends, activities. You know, I come home, I do homework, and it's just all of a sudden, you know, everything, you know, you just get it all taken away.
The other thing, too, is, you know, Nico goes to Immaculate High School, and, you know, they were ready to immediately, you know, start this online schooling without missing a beat because they had what's called e-learning. So when they would have a snow day, they would really just have a regular day of school. So he's been like in grueling, like studying and up till midnight. And, you know, like that hasn't changed, but he's been doing it from home.
I guess if there's one blessing in the problem, it's that your school was set up for that. But what about the reality of some of the things that you can't celebrate? How hard is it, Nico, for you and your friends to follow the rules, if you will?
You know, I would say that it's really hard not having the same structure and not having, you know, these same ceremonies and you know, celebrations that we normally would have going through our senior year of high school. So, you know, it's hard. It's really hard accepting it, and it's really hard to be able to feel that sense of closure without, you know, those things. But, I mean, we're just trying to accept it and just handle it as it goes.
And where do you all go for support for that? So do you all just kind of talk to each other? I'm sure your parents...
Each other.
Yeah, because the parents, I think, are freaking out a lot in a lot of cases worse than the kids are, right, Lisa? You've admitted to that.
We're all feeling, we know what it felt like to walk across that, you know, onto that podium and get that high school diploma and be able to have your friends there and celebrate the rite of passage to your next phase of life as you're launching into adulthood and college and your future and your plans. And, you know, just like that whole sense of camaraderie. And he's not, you know, Nico isn't going to have that. At least we don't know if he will, right? And it feels like a loss, you know, because I want him to experience that.
What do you think has been the biggest challenge, Nico, for you, for your friends, really for, you know, your challenges are everybody's challenges because everybody in this country is going through the same thing.
The biggest challenge, at least for me, a high school kid and my friends, would be that loss of interaction with each other and being with each other as much as we were. Because, you know, as we said, our school, you know, luckily they were the first school in our area to really take the initiative for the online classes. So, you know, we still have classes, we're still learning, going through school. And because of that, we're going to be able to finish school earlier. So that's good. But, I'd say the hardest thing would be not being with each other. You know, there's no more social interaction. I mean, I'm home all day with my parents when they're home. So, I mean, that's really all that I get. So I think that's been the biggest challenge for me and my friends is not being with each other and seeing each other as much as we were.
Absolutely. So I saw on Facebook, because I'm friends with your mom, of course, on Facebook, and recently you celebrated Lucas's 18th birthday, but it wasn't your normal birthday celebration. Tell us about that.
So it was my friend, you know, one of my best friends, Lucas. It was his 18th birthday, which is a big deal. So we had a little drive-by birthday celebration. We all drove by his house, and he was sitting outside, and we all drove by, wished him a happy birthday. You know, cards, balloons, signs, everything like that. And then we drove back around and we parked and we social distanced, but, you know, we hung out on his front lawn and got to see each other and talk, which was, it was great.
You know, Nico, you've been really blessed to have, quote unquote, brothers, this group of really tight boys that are constantly together, you know, playing sports together, support each other, there for each other through the ups and downs, like a very, and I'm not talking about, you know, sort of, I'm talking about really genuine bond with all of these boys, like tight, like lifelong, you know, it's that kind of relationship that they have. I've never really seen such a camaraderie with a bunch of kids, like this group of boys, you know, and the closeness that they share. And you know, while, you know, we complain a lot about, you know, oh, social media, thank God for social media in a lot of ways, because it's not the same as them seeing each other or high-fiving and throwing the basketball. You know, they get to see each other. I can't imagine this back when you and I, Ann, went to school. I mean, we didn't even, can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
I mean, not that we would have known any different, but that would have been even more isolating. But Nico and Lucas are going to college together, so that's exciting.
That's
but
great.
That's a whole other story.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So you applied to 9 colleges, and you accepted 1. Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
Where will you be? Well, we're going to put going in air quotes, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to Sacred Heart University.
Congratulations.
Yay. So proud of you, buddy.
That is great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what does that look awesome. What does that look like now? What are they telling you?
So Sacred Heart, they're planning on opening up in the fall, and they're planning on having on-campus living, on-campus classes. So they're planning on having somewhat of a normal opening, but with, you know, a couple restrictions. Some classes are going to be virtual. Not all are going to be, you know, in-person real classes. On top of that, there's going to be limitations on the dining hall and, you know, places like that. So there's actually a diner on campus, and I don't believe that it's going to be opening. I could be wrong. And then, you know, the cafeteria, the dining halls, they're going to have to be social distance, and there's going to be certain time slots where certain kids are allowed in and not allowed in. So there's that. And then, you know, like the rec center, it's going to have basically the same type of limitations. So even though they are going to be opening in the fall, it's not obviously going to be like your normal college experience.
So what do you do? Do you move there?
For me, I'm not going to live on campus for the first semester, only because of we really don't know right now what the future holds for, you know, the pandemic and the world, really. So we just think it's smarter and safer to for me to commute for the first semester and then to see how things go. And then hopefully in January, I can move on campus.
Well, wow. What a big decision. You know, I got to tell you, I'll just be honest about this. If I were Nico and you were my parents, I would be kicking and screaming saying, I'm going to campus. How did you get Nico to go along with that? I mean, what a good head you've got on your shoulders, young man.
Thank you.
It was really a family decision, and I think very different from, I'd like to believe that the way that we've brought Nico up is somewhat different than when I grew up in a strict Italian home, in the sense that, you know, I love my parents, but we really value his thoughts and, you know, what he wants to do, and really want to support who he is as a person and individual, and, you know, what he loves and believes in. That's important to us, not to stifle him. But I think he, you know, Nico, you really are, and I know it sounds like, oh, it's my son, so I say it, but Nico's very mature for his age. He's got a good head on his shoulders. We include him on discussions. And, you know, we really talked about what is it going to be like? And, you know, and after speaking with also the campus, administrative director, and, you know, talking about, you know, what right now they're looking at as restriction, what it's going to be like, and talking to Nico about it, you know, it's a sense of, you know, uncertainty. And, you know, Nico's been, you know, watching the news and keeping abreast of things and all of that. And I think, you know, the whole thing is we just want, the most important thing to us as a family is to be safe and to be healthy. And to realize that, you know, we want to believe that eventually, we don't know when, but this is temporary, temporary. But for sure, you know, we, and, you know, myself included, even though my friends, you know, tease me, oh, you're Italian mother. I want Nico to launch. I want him to fly. We've raised him to be really independent and not to be helpless. And, you know, we wanted him to experience that residential life. And I also think that, you know, Nico, I think you're, you know, you're the kind of young man that likes to be around people. You're very social. You know, you need to be a part of, you know, feel a part of, you know, like you are with your friends, like a part of a team, a part of a group, a part of a community. Like, that's so important to you. And so, you know, Nico commuting for 4 years would just break his soul. Mm-hmm. So we want him to do that, but right now it's just not safe. And, you know, we talked about that, right? And he feels comfortable with that. So it's just sort of a win-win. I think we just talked about, you know, pros and cons and, you know, what if, and, you know, the fact that, you know, we picked a school, or, you know, he could have gone to any school he wanted to, but he picked a school where he could commute. And so we're going to make it work, right, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Well, and you've got cool parents too, so it's not like, you know, you don't, right? I know. What growing up, my
we have our moments.
You have your moments. Yeah.
except for Nico, how about the day that I came home, I was, you know, I walked in and like all smooth, and, you know, this kid is like eagle eye, and he's like, Mom, I said, yeah. Please tell me that you really don't, I see a tattoo on your inside of your ankle. I mean, and I wasn't home for 3 minutes. I had jeans and sneakers on rolled up, and he's like, Mom, please tell me that that's really not a tattoo. And I'm like, oh, it's a tattoo.
You just got it that day?
Oh, yeah.
But it's a flower with your name on it, buddy. I mean, you know, think about it. But he was like, the look on his face, and it was a classic.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, kids are very observant, especially of their parents, and it goes both ways, right? It's like we have this unique intuition of what's going on. But for you to notice that, but, you know, Nico, it's a tribute to you. So you should be very, very honored by that, right?
Yeah.
Again, we're speaking with Nico Lepore, and Nico is a graduated senior going to Sacred Heart University. You know what I think would be interesting for our listeners? What is your perspective on what's going on, Nico? And when you sit back or you put your head on your pillow at night, what do you think about?
For me, this is something which is, you know, a huge adjustment. And, yeah, I will say that I am really fortunate to not be in a worse situation. You know, I still, you know, I'm healthy. My parents are healthy. My family's healthy, and, you know, we're getting through this time as strongly as possible. So I will say that, and I am really thankful for that. But I know that, you know, it's not really realistic for everybody, and I know that there's a lot of people who are really struggling right now, and, you know, in different types of ways. So, you know, for that aspect, it does worry me because, I mean, we really don't know what's next. So I wonder, like, you know, how long is this going to last and what's life going to be like for me and for everybody, you know, as time goes on? Because, you know, I have heard that I think that it's supposed to come back in the winter, if I'm not mistaken.
Who knows, yeah.
And we still don't really have a vaccine yet, so... I mean, yeah, it is crazy what's going on, and I do sit up wondering, you know, what is life going to be like in the future? You know, when are we going to go back to normality, and is this going to be the new normal? Like, I really hope that it's not, but,
right.
I mean, I do wonder sometimes, like, is this what life is going to be like for a while? And, you know, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, and, you know, I sit back sometimes, and I think about the things that are going to go away if they haven't already. You know, just sometimes just the little simple things, and like a handshake, like a hug.
Right.
Right.
You know, it's just amazing to me. And now what I find really difficult is because everybody's out wearing masks, you can't read a person. You can't tell if they're you can't tell if they're happy, if they're mad, or if they're, you know, and it's just so, it's like we're a bunch of robots just walking around, and we're losing that sense of touch, that sense of emotion, and that's what's really hard. And I was talking to someone the other day, and she also has a high school senior, and she was talking about the same things that you're not going to get to experience, Nico, you know, prom and graduation and 18th birthdays. And I said, well, my daughter had to postpone her wedding. She was supposed to get married in Texas on April 11th. And she kind of got mad at me, and she goes, well, you can reschedule your daughter's wedding. We can't reschedule the milestones that are happening in many of these kids' lives. And I'll take that.
Yeah.
And it made me look at that because we can sit in our own stuff and have our own little pity party, right? Everybody's got something that's not the same or that they're missing. But we do have, and you looked at it this way, Nico. You said, but you got gratitude because your family's healthy. You've got a nice, you know, we've got food. We've got each other. You got to put things into perspective because everybody's got their stuff, and a lot of the stuff is worse than what we got. So it sounds like you're keeping a good attitude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying as much as possible, yeah, definitely.
He's out there, you know, playing basketball and, you know, trying to keep busy. And, you know, there are moments, like on the weekend, I'm like, buddy, let's just get in the car and, like, just take a ride or do a drive-by by your friend's house, blast a radio, you know, dance around the car, jump back in. You know, you just, because it's just monotonous in a lot of ways, you know, you just want to see other people. You just want that, you know, sense of like a human connection.
Well, Nico, I've got some advice for you because I'm just going to say if when I was a senior in high school and my mom wanted to drive by my friend's house and get out and run around the car and blast music, I would be horrified. So, you know
yeah,
what?
I am too.
You're horrified. Okay, you can admit that. So, you know what I used to do? And this is really bad. So, I used to have a Cutlass convertible. And anyway, I was driving before I think I even had a driver's license. But that's all right because I grew up in Colorado and you could. So, what I would do is I'd get my girlfriend. I'd pick her up in the convertible. My girlfriend would sit in the front seat. And we'd make my mom literally lay on the floor in the back seat so nobody saw that she was in the car.
Oh my God.
So you might want to try that trick. Although, at least I don't see you laying down in the back seat of anybody's car.
Listen, even though I was focused on social, it's not happening. I was the mother that took him and his friends to see Drake and Post Malone. So I'm kind of hip. I'm a little bit hip. It's hard for, you know, I know all these songs. I saw my friend this morning for coffee, and I was blasting a Drake song, and she said, "You actually know the words to that?" She's like, "What is wrong? Are you losing it?" And I said, "No, I'm trying to stay positive." I said, I don't want to listen to Frankie Valli. Let's just keep this going. Like, I have to stay young.
You got
to
stay cool. So, Nico, I really think this has been great. And Lisa, thank you for the suggestion of having Nico on the show, because there's nothing like hearing it from someone who's actually going through it, right? And good for you, Nico. I'm sure it's not always easy. You know, here you are on the show trying to, you know, put your best foot forward, and you've done that, but I'm sure it's not easy. So continued strength and congratulations go out to you. So what do you want to say to our listeners out there? How can we support young people like you, or really anybody who's missing a lifetime milestone because of all this?
I mean, yeah, it really is a huge milestone that me and a bunch of other high school seniors are missing out on. You know, we go through so many years of schooling and, you know, specifically high school. And, you know, you look forward to walking across that stage, you know, getting your diploma. You look forward to senior prom, to graduation celebrations, you know, graduation parties, whether it's, you know, a friend's graduation party or a family party or something like that. And it really sucks because most likely, I mean, we won't really be getting those things, at least not for a long time. So, you know, I would just say that for other high school seniors out there like me, that, I mean, we just have to stay as positive as possible and just keep on, you know, looking forward that we will eventually get some type of celebration and some type of recognition for, you know, everything that we've done throughout our years of school. And I would just say that it's a hard time for everybody. And, you know, while we're going through it, you know, there's other people that are also going through their own type of hard times right now. So I think that we all just have to, you know, be with each other as much as possible. The way to get through these type of times is together and with each other's support. So I just think that, you know, supporting each other is the best thing to do right now.
Well said, my man. Those are great words to end the show on. Lisa, are you crying?
You know, I'm so proud of you, Nico. I love you so much. I love you more, buddy.
Love you too, Mom.
Aw. Well, this has been great. And Nico, I just want to say, I never tell people good luck. My mantra is continued success, and that's what I wish for you. That's what I wish for all folks who are graduating from high school and moving on to the next step, whatever that may be. So thank you for being so open, so honest, and sharing.
Of course.
And sharing your experience with us. This has been great. Lisa, thank you, and you've raised a wonderful son.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning
in.
Thanks. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC.
News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.